Blog Talk Radio.
My God, there it is, y'all. That's that fire, fire, fire burning in my soul. And you best believe that is nothing but Holy Spirit God, the awesome, amazing, creator God, Yahweh God, the eternal one, the ancient of days. And you're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. Praise ye the Lord. We are dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, talking about right now, y'all, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Words can never fully express our gratitude, our thankfulness, and our appreciation for this God, man, coming to visit us over 2,000 years ago. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. There is no other sacrifice that can suffice for the sins of the whole wide world ever since human history. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our eternal, beautiful, eternal life. He's our only hope and light, y'all, for this lost, dark, dying world. And yes, we are the light, and that is God in us. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light ignite and fan those flames just in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respected person. I'm here to tell y'all, as a living witness, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual intuition as well as your sanctified nutrition from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 17. Where we hear the Almighty One, God, speaking on his own behalf. God recites to the children of Israel all of the benefits, possessions, prosperity, and favor that awaits them, all based, however, on their willing compliance and obedience to his word, to his will, and to his way. Let's say, and we ourselves should privately think, believe, and say that we have created this blessed life through our own power and heap glory onto ourselves. Let it never be so. But power and God only belongs to God. So we'll be talking about power and might later on in the broadcast from the book of Deuteronomy 8 and 17. My special guest has returned with his own power and his own might according to the grace of God. Talking about author, teacher, and preacher, man of God, doctor, and pastor, Winston Greer has returned so that we can continue our series discussing his book, Making Money God's Way. This is part two of the broadcast, and I'll be sharing information on how you can go back to the first interview that I had with Pastor Winston Greer, because this is some phenomenal information that we are sharing from a spiritual perspective. We're getting some things straight about money, about finances, about being an entrepreneur, a business owner, being the head, yes, and not the tail, being the borrower and not the lender, amen. Because money is to be a tool to be used to fulfill the purposes of God and not chasing money just for the sake of piling it up and being self-centered, thinking that we all that, because I'm telling you, apart from God Almighty, we ain't did nothing. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, for overseeing our ministry, for overseeing our mind, heart, and soul. We submit more of ourselves to you than we ever have before. Thank you, thank you, thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set this internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. We bless your name, God. We give you eternal praise. Hallelujah.
she found herself in the mud again. Backslider, yeah, we're talking to you. Woo. Sam, I like this thing. Don't play. No, no, you just might. He took the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, threw them in the fire furnace. But what he didn't know is that the Lord was on their side. And when he looked in the fire furnace, he said, wait a minute, behold, it must be, it's got to be the Son of God. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So all I'm trying to tell you is the only way to make it through the fire, you got to have Jesus. You got to have Jesus. Oh, you got to have Jesus, y'all. Jesus on your side.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't play with fire. Amen. It goes right there. Thousand Man of God. Sam Dawson collaborating with Man of God. Paul Porter on this fire gospel experience. Don't play with the physical fire because it'll burn you up. And don't play, really, don't play with the spiritual fire, which symbolizes our God Almighty. Start this fire gospel experience on with some good old school foot stomping, finger snapping, head bobbing gospel music. Just like we always do. I already told y'all that we was going to give y'all some of the best gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. And I'm going to back that all up. But right now, I'm here to back up some wisdom when it comes to business, when it comes to finances, from a spiritual perspective, from my special guest, who has dedicated his life to motivating both people young and old through the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. My special guest was raised as a PK, preacher's kid. He was taught by his father, Apostle Greer, to make godly decisions. Unfortunately, like many of us, my special guest was hard-headed as a young man, and he rebelled against his father's teaching. Years later, the Lord's grace and mercy brought him back to God. Hallelujah. He is now the pastor of the Church of the Living God in Thompson and Greensboro, Georgia. God called my special guest to become a kingdom leader, and he is now a Christian motivational speaker and business coach. My special guest is certified as a Christian financial coach by Light University. He holds an honorary doctorate degree in Christian counseling from Kingdom Ambassadors Global University. And it's certainly my pleasure to have returned with us this amazing man of God that's going to share some financial wisdom on top of some spiritual perspective that's going to blend together and bless everybody that's willing to have an open ear to hear. Without any further ado, my special guest, preacher, teacher, Pastor Winston Greer is back on Fire to God. Bless you, man of God, Pastor Greer. Welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing, sir?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. I'm blessed.
Amen. Say that. Say that again. Say you're blessed, because people get so used to hearing us say it, they think it's just something that we just say just because. No, we know we blessed, and we're happy to share that as part of our testimony.
I'm blessed and glad to be in the number one more time. I'm blessed that God chose me.
Amen. Amen. Now, let me ask you this before we start getting into this amazing book project that's going to bless and benefit me on many fronts. When we say that we're blessed and highly favored, talk about what it means to be highly favored. Because, see, you didn't get where you are just overnight. It was a process. Tell us about what it means. After all that you've been through, the good, the bad, and everything in between, well, you could tell people that you are highly favored, Pastor Griff.
What it means to be highly favored is when you have an opportunity, I feel, that you should have failed, that you should have gave up, but God gets kept holding you, giving you support. So many people that went out of business when the recession came, when the pandemic came, so many people have experienced hardship in the midst of supply chain disruption and should not be in business now or shouldn't have gave up on life.
Right.
But to have the favor of God on your life, God is there and keeping you.
Mm.
When you should have thrown in the towel. But God wouldn't fail you because He favors you. Your obedience,
Jesus.
What give you favor is when God bless you for being obedient. God extend your days. A lot of people think that when God said, "When you honor me, I extend your days," not just extending your days down here on earth, extending your days even when you should have went out of business. God said, "I'm extending your days." And the word of God said, God, days is like 1,000 years ago. God is extending our days, giving us favor, opening up doors for us. It's nothing like having the favor of God over your life. Let me tell you something. I've experienced favor from God. And I can't wait to share the opportunity where I experience favor from God in my business.
Yeah.
Experience it from God.
Amen.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to just know that when you walk with God, there's an incentive. There's an incentive to walk with God. There's some benefits to walking with God. A lot of people want to work a job that has a lot of benefits. Let me tell you something. When you walk with God, walk with God and you're obedient to God, that's an incentive to walking with God. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't face hard times and trials and tribulations. But because you are walking with God and because you're obedient with God, there are some things that some people done went out of business with. God is still holding you up. God is still holding you up. People got millions of dollars more than you.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
Millions of dollars more than you. But because you got the favor of God on your life, you don't need millions of dollars. You just got God. God is doing something for you that people that have millions of dollars is not getting results in.
Lord Jesus, I promise you, if you got God, you got more than enough. It just takes time.
You got more than enough.
And more than enough. It just takes time and our willingness to submit to more of thee and less of me, Pastor. Now, I'm going to suggest a sermon that I have been blessed just recently from this man of God, Dr. Marcus Cosby. He preached a sermon, and when this young man preached, he preaches all the way, talking about from the front of the church to the back. He preached a sermon, "Oh, to be kept," that I'm highly recommending, because when I reflect back on the favor of God, a lot of people will think that when we talk about favor of God, that we just talk about right now blessing. But I'm here to tell you that when we think about the favor of God, our mind can reflect back on those dark, lonely, and pitiful days when we didn't think God was nowhere with us. And when we reflect back on those days now, Pastor Greer, we realize that God was there all along just waiting for us to return and reach out back to him. You're going to make me shout up.
Amen.
Pastor Greer, this amazing book that you wrote, Making Money God's Way. Now, I know that this is not a project that was created overnight. How long did it take for you to put these words of wisdom together in this book form? How long did it take?
It took me a year and a half to write, but it come from over 20 years of experiences.
See that?
And let me say, these experiences haven't always been when I was making money God's way. I've had some experiences. You know what it feels like to try to do things my own way. That's why I'm so adamant about making money God's way, because when you do God's way, no devil in hell can stop you.
No devil in hell can
stop your business. I've been in business now 17 years. It's not because I've had unlimited capital. It's not because I had unlimited customers. But it's because I serve an unlimited God.
That's right. Amen.
And that's what it's all about. Making money God way. That's what it's all about. It's being connected to the right source. Some people think
sir.
It's all about being connected to the right people. Being connected to the right people is good. But if you're not connected to God, then you're not guaranteed to be successful. You're not guaranteed to prosper. Being connected with God and being committed with God and connected to God gives you a guarantee. See, I talk about this even in my book. A part of making money God's way is about committing your work to the Lord. Committing your work to the Lord,
yes,
and the
sir.
Word of God said, your plans will succeed. In other
yes,
words,
sir.
When you connect to God, God said, I'm going to make sure that your business prosper. I'm going to make sure that you prosper. I'm going to make sure that you be successful. Let me tell you something. It's nothing like coming up with a plan that's a fail-proof plan.
Yes. Amen.
Well, the fail-proof plan says, recession is beneath me. Pandemic can't stop me.
Yes, sir.
My competition can't block me. See, let me tell you something. When you're committed to God and your business is connected with God, let me tell you something. You can't do nothing but be successful because God's word doesn't return void.
Say that.
God's word don't return void.
Amen. Pastor, I've heard somebody say, and I believe it's true, I don't know how they figured out, but they got this Hubble telescope. They say that we exist in a universe of a multiplicity of universes. Now, that can be theory, or they can have some scientific calculation to figure all that out, but could it be true that when God spoke everything into you know, I think we have a limited view of God's creative abilities. We think that, okay, God created everything that is, and there it is. But I've heard it said, and I feel this in my spirit, that when God spoke creation, he didn't stop. His word is continuing to create brand new universes up until this point in time. I believe an eternal God has that type of power, Pastor. So everything that you're saying right now, I think we need to take into account. We need to stop putting business first and then asking God to bless it. Instead, what I'm feeling from you, Pastor, is we want to be fully invested in God and then watch God bless our businesses. Did I get that part right?
Absolutely. Our plan, when we start our business, we always want to come up with a plan, and we want God to bless our plan. But the word of God says, for I know the plans that I have towards you. So God said, I already have a plan for you, Brother Jefferson. I already have a plan for you, Brother Winston. And I don't need you to give me your plan. I need you to be in alignment with my plan. You see what I'm saying? I need you to be in alignment with my plan, because when you're in alignment with my plan, he said,
"Come on,
my plan is going to make sure that you prosper and have that expected end." I don't want to know what your plan is, because see, I know the end before your beginning, and I know what it's going to take for you to prosper. So I need for you to follow my plan, and when you follow my plan, when you're in alignment with my plan, then your plans will succeed. And see, that's what we forget. Sometimes we want to do our own thing, and we want to go our own direction. We even want to do what we see other people do. That's one of the things that God gave me this morning. We want to do what other people do. If that's not what God has planned for your life, I don't care how much you see somebody else prospering doing this or doing that. You're not going to prosper because that's not the plan that God has for your life.
Jesus.
I was just reading in Hebrews 12:1, the word of God said, run the race with patience that I have set before you. In other words, the Lord said, run the race that I have set before you. I need you to run your own race. So many of us running in our own direction with our own plans that doesn't align with what God has planned for our life.
Amen.
This is foundation for success. It's making sure our plans is in alignment with God.
Yes. Amen. That's good, Pastor. That's real good. And I'm going to say this, too, because, you know, we hear people talking about staying in your lane, but we need to make sure that our lane is in the path of God's eternal light and word. It's good to be in your lane, but if you ain't in the proper direction, if you're not following the right pathway, it ain't gonna matter what lane you in. You're on the wrong path. You're on the incorrect path, where it may be some unnecessary hills and valleys. And when we come to those hills and valleys, we know that God is our keeper. But then sometimes, Pastor, like you said, when we follow our own mind, we can create our own stumbling blocks, if you will. Amen?
That's right. There's nothing more frustrating than me running in the wrong direction.
Oh, my God.
Because it creates problems. When you're going in the wrong direction, you'll never get where God wants you to be, because you're running in the wrong direction. And so you got to go in the direction that God has for you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's very important, sir.
And with that being said, I want my listeners to understand that we are not going to try to rush this phenomenal broadcast with Pastor Winston Greer and his preaching. I'm going to say his preaching material and his information on making money God's way. You can go to my archive program from our first interview, which I had with Pastor Winston on January the 23rd. It's in my archive. If you go on YouTube, just type in my name, Ryan E. Jefferson, and you'll see all of my YouTube from the past 5 years, but all is January 23rd, and you will see that for yourselves, and you'll be blessed by it. I promise you, God is going to bless you January the 21st, 2023, January the 21st, where Pastor Winston and I started this conversation about making money God's way. We talked about chapter one, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will succeed. We discussed chapter two, walk in integrity and you will walk securely. And now we're just going to pick up listeners on chapter three, count the cost, where Pastor Winston Greer is talking about, first of all, a return on your investment. Talk about that, if you please, Pastor.
That chapter, when I wrote, it comes from a scripture when the Bible says, how many of you decide to build a house without counting the costs and make sure that you're going to have enough to finish it? As kingdom business owners, I believe one of the things that we're so interested in is not only our costs, but our return on our investment. And some of us, we do our bookkeeping and we do see what we're doing, and we look at the numbers and we say, man, I'm getting a good return on my investment. But as a kingdom business owner, it's not just about money for God. God wants us to be whole in every area of our life. And I never forget, my daughter came to me one time and she said, "Dad, I would like for you to go to my Honor State program." And I said to her, I said, "Babe, I would love to go there, but I got so much business that I need to take care of. But your mom's going to be there." She said, "Dad, I know mom's going to be there. You always say mom is going to be there. But I would like for you to take part in some of my accomplishments." That hurt me to see that even though I was making money, I wasn't getting a good return on my investment, because it doesn't do any good for me to be rich in finances, but I have a poor relationship with my family. I have a poor relationship with my child. God don't want us to be rich in finances, but we have a poor relationship with God. That's why he says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Yeah.
In other words,
this
is what God don't have a problem with us making money. As long as doesn't interfere with our relationship with other things that he have gave us stewardship over. He wants us to be able to take care of our family, have a good relationship with our family, have a good relationship with him. And let me tell you something. God even wants us to have peace.
Come on.
That's why he said, let this mind be in you that but once in Christ Jesus. He wants us to have peace that surpasses all understanding. You'll be surprised, Reverend Jefferson, how many people that I've talked to and business owners that says that they're financially successful, but they're mentally overwhelmed, they're mentally drained, they don't have no peace. And so this is what I mean when I said, make sure that you're getting a good return on your investment in every area of your life. If you're financially rich or financially successful, but you're mentally overwhelmed, let me tell you something. God is concerned about our health. God is concerned about our mental health. He wants us to be rich in every area of our life, and he don't want us to exclude our family. He don't want to exclude our relationship with him, and he certainly don't want us to exclude our mental health. So that's very, very important to us as well. That's why I say count the true cost. Don't just do bookkeeping and say, "Oh, the money looks good." Let me tell you something. Does your relationship look good with your husband? Does your relationship look good with your wife? Are you traveling too much, not spending enough time with your husband? Traveling too much, trying to make money, not spending enough time with your kids? Not there for most important things that you'll never be able to get back?
Amen.
And so counting the true cost is derived from that particular situation where God began to just show me where don't just focus on money. I don't want you to focus on money, because I want you to be whole in every area of your life.
Amen. That's true words right there. And I love how you talk about that, because that's exactly where I was going. When you talk about, is it really prosperity if I am not being fully connected and being a blessing to the person that I am, and not necessarily the benefits that I bring? Am I losing my kids to the street? Am I losing my marriage to divorce? Am I losing my health to poor diet and poor sleep? Am I losing, hello listeners, the joy I once had for my business to stress and being overwhelmed? It's what Pastor Greer is talking about right here in the third chapter of his book, Making Money God's Way, Counting the True Cost. Amen. And then, Pastor Greer, you talked about partnering with God. You know, we're living in a world that want to separate church and state every time you turn around. But what you're proposing is that our success in business comes when we partner with God, not necessarily asking God to partner with us. Come on, preacher.
That's right. We got partnering with God is connecting with God on the assignment that he has already ordained for us. That's why he said, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, Reverend Jefferson.
I already
knew who you were.
Yes,
I already know what I want you to do. And now I need you to partner with me and do what I've called you to do."
Amen.
That's what it's about. And so sometimes we forget about this. And let me tell you something. I haven't always tried to partner with God. I've tried to partner with people on the streets. I've tried to partner with everything but with God. But I started receiving favor. I started seeing the hands of God over my life when I started to partner with God and doing things God way. Now, let me tell you this. It didn't mean that I didn't face opposition. It don't mean that I don't face challenges. I didn't have trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that I didn't go through tests. But here's what happens when you partner with God. It doesn't mean that you won't go through things. That's why God said,
yes, sir.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I didn't say weapons wasn't going to be formed, Pastor Griff. I didn't say weapon wasn't going to be formed, Reverend Jefferson. But what I did say is when you partner with me, that it won't prosper.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to – see, that's what – this is what makes it so hard for people sometimes. We feel like because we're connected with God and we're partnered with God and we're trying to be obedient to God, that it exempts us from trials and tribulation. But the word of God says, for as much as Christ has suffered in the flesh, that's Peter 4:1, arm yourself likewise, meaning that you're going to have some trials and tribulations too. God said, I'm going to test you.
Yes.
You're going to be faced with some opposition. But let me tell you something.
Mm.
And see, this is why God allow us to go through this. Let me tell you why he allow us to go through this. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good, to them that love God,
yes,
to those who are called according to his purpose.
Mm.
Why is God letting us go through this? He letting us go through this because he want to show us that we are overcomers.
Come on.
You are an overcomer. In other words, God said, you built this. Yeah, you're going to be facing trials and tribulations, but you built different. You're an overcomer.
Yeah.
Weapons going to come at you from every side. But let me tell you something. I've already told you that it won't prosper. It won't harm you. It might come near you, but it won't take you down. Recession may come. Pandemic may come. High inflation may be around on every side, but it may come near you, but it won't take you down. Why? Because you partner with God. Partner with God is important. Let me tell you something. I don't take partnering with God lightly. I think this is one of the most important things that we need to do. We need to partner with God. Now, let me say this. A part of partnering with somebody, when I decided to partner with God in business, one of the things I realized, Reverend Jefferson, is you don't ever partner with somebody you don't trust.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You don't ever partner with somebody that you don't trust. See what I'm saying? Now, if you trust God's words that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you don't worry about the recession. You don't worry about the pandemic.
No,
you don't worry about supply chain disruption. You don't worry about those things around you. Why? Because you trust your partner. You trust your partner when he said, it's going to be formed, but it won't prosper. You trust your partner when he said, all things work together for the good. In other words, those things will not stop you. They won't harm you. They won't put you out of business. I don't care what recession comes. I don't care because we're in the highest inflation we ever been in 40 years. That doesn't matter. When you trust your partner, you know your partner going to bring you out. I done been in some situations where nobody could bring me out but God. Partner.
Me too.
My partner. Let me tell you something. Your partner going to be there for you.
Amen. What I hear you saying, Pastor Greer, is that through the life experiences that God allows, gives us opportunities to experience moments of clarity that cannot be denied. And once we receive this experiential clarity, just like the prodigal son, he came to himself. And he was able to go beyond the rationalizations that got him previously stuck in a hog's pen to a moment of truth without error, where humility provided a way of depth of knowledge and appreciation. You get to a point where life can beat you down so low, and you reflect back that I can't blame it on the devil. I can't blame it on my no good friends. I can only point all 10 fingers at me, myself, and I, so that I can dig my way out of this by holding on to the hand of the Most High God. Because look, we're living in a world right now where people just want to fight against the reality of God, and I'm here, and Pastor Greer is here to tell you right now that you are on an assignment from God Almighty. And he wants to deal with you more than you have ever thought, imagined, or even prayed for. We need to stop slighting God. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And when we come back after this music break, woman of God, Christian Christ, is going to sing about the kingdom of come. The prayer is, let thy will be done on earth, Pastor Greer, as it is in heaven. We're going to talk about giving God the first fruit. because a lot of people, him and Hall, about giving God a small portion of our financial blessings, which is called the tithe. Y'all can fight against it if y'all want to. I've been tithing ever since, because for me to give a dime out of every dollar back to the God that gives me life, prosperity, has given me blessings, not to mention eternal life, I ain't got no problem at all with giving God what he has already blessed me with. Fire, fire, fire. This is the gospel experience that is here to magnify our God, to give him just due praise. And that's what we're going to do with the time that God has given us. We're going to lift him up. We don't have no shame in our game talking about making money God's way with my special guest, man of God, preacher, teacher, motivational speaker, and business consultant, talking about man of God. Pastor Winston Greer is here, y'all, and he's going to continue sharing with us. After we cut loose this woman of God, she is going to bless us. I promise you, she is going to lift us up. She is going to give God a just due praise. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you honor and glory. Let your spirit of praise and worship fall on my listeners right now. I thank you for coming into the room of our hearts, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for making a way when there was no way. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord God. Let it be done so that your kingdom will come, just like woman of God, Christian Price, is saying about. We give you praise and honor, now and always.
I came to encourage you to let God's will be done. I know what I want, and it's your will be done. Holy Spirit, rain on us, fill us. We are your vessel, your clay, have your way.
Be done. listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelist outreach, motivational, inspirational broadcast where we are here to honor and glorify God as we know him to be true from a theological standpoint, but more importantly, as a combined experiential testimony that we give as we live our lives and share our words of truth about who God is. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, man of God, Jason Nation, for sending that gospel artist, Christian Price, talking about kingdom come. And we are talking about while the kingdom of God in heaven is already established, we are here as, I guess you could say, ambassadors, as representatives of the Most High God to establish the kingdom principles on this earth. And that's what man of God, my special guest, Pastor Winston Greer, is doing in his life ministry as a minister, preacher, teacher, as well as a business consultant, as well as a business motivational speaker as well. I love the fact, Pastor Greer, how you have solidified all of your business principles with scriptures, talking about the third chapter, talking about Ezekiel 44 and 30, where it says, give God the first fruits and every oblation of all that he may call the blessing to rest in your house. Amen. Goes right there. We're talking about chapter 3, y'all. Count the true cost from making money God's way. Now, a lot of people will say, well, Pastor Greer, you talking about bringing offerings unto the Lord. Now, what are you talking about? You talking about church or you want to talk about business? But what you're doing, Pastor Greer, is showing the significance of combining the significance of tithes and why we should tithe our 10%. As a minimum offering, because the Bible declares that when you give everything and do everything you're supposed to do, you're only doing what you is least required of you. So it depends on how you relate with God in your own personal relationship, how the fruitfulness of your business will be blessed through our obedience. You talk about why we should tithe our 10%. What does that have to do with making money God's way? What does it have to do with us as a business owner, Pastor Greer?
It has everything to do with it. When you're a kingdom business owner, you have to show that you is partnering with God, even financially. The Word of God said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
That's right.
Whenever they have some issues, where they're trying to find out what somebody is doing. If they're doing anything illegal, what they're doing, they always check their finances.
That's true.
The finances say more. They check the financial records because the financial records tell exactly who this person is.
That's good.
That financial record tells that. That's why the Word of God says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I'm concerned about people that doesn't want to share with God. If I was about to get in an accident, Reverend Jefferson, and you saved my life, I would feel obligated and committed to want to make sure that I did whatever I could to make sure that you was happy from that day forward. God wakes us up every morning. Not that we owe him anything. God wakes us up every morning. Not that he owes us anything. He wakes us up every morning, but we don't want to share our wealth with God. And here's the thing. If I say, Reverend Jefferson, I'm going to give you $100. And I want you to give me $10 back. You wouldn't have a problem with that, would you?
That's a good deal.
That's right. That's a good deal. Now, watch this. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "For it is many that give you power to get wealth." The only reason why you have what you have, Reverend Jefferson, the Lord said, it's because of me. I'm giving you 100%, and I'm only asking you to give me 10%. So 10% into the kingdom. And if you don't want to do that, I know where your heart is. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. See, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem if somebody give me $1,000 and say, hey, I need you to pay me back $100, though. I wouldn't have a problem in the world doing that. But for some reason, Satan gets in our mind, and he wants us to have a problem with giving God 10% back.
Yeah.
Because he's clearly telling us in Deuteronomy 8:18, the only reason why you have what you have is because of me. I'm the one that give you power to get wealth. I'm the reason that I position you to get what you have. And the only thing I want is 10% back. Now, if we have a problem with that, our heart is not with God. See, the word of God says, you can say what you want with your mouth. Even Jesus told the people, you say what you want with your mouth, but your heart is far from it.
Yeah.
Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let me tell you something. I don't let people talk me out of not tithing. The only reason why I'm still in business right now is because God covered me.
Amen. Amen.
I supposed to went out of business a long time ago, Reverend Jefferson. I should have went out of business. During the recession, I had to file bankruptcy. And they gave me 30 days to catch up with my full payment. And I didn't have the money. I was sitting on the front porch. And I was talking to God. I said, God, I had faith in you. Can you explain to me why I'm about to lose everything? And God said to me, get up and finish your faith. So I proceeded to go to court because I perceived that God was telling me to go to court with no money. And they had already told me that if I didn't catch that full payment up that day, they were going to repossess all of my business equipment, my records, all of my, my personal collateral that I had put up against the loan. So when I got to the courtroom, my attorney said to me, Winston, do you have your full payment? I said, no, sir, I don't have my full payment. He said, how much do you have? I said, I don't have anything. They called my case up, and the judge said to my attorney, do your client have his full payment? He said, no, sir, his business have been doing good. She held her head down. Then she held her head back up, and she said, I'm going to give you a few more days to catch up with that payment. As I was walking out of the courtroom, my attorney said to me, do you know her? I said, no, sir, I don't know her. He said, are you sure you don't know her? I said, no, sir, I don't know her. He said, she's never done this before. He said, I've been coming down here to her for 15 years, and she's never done this before. Let me tell you something.
Never.
I believe that because I paid my tithes, God covered me. Here's what the scripture says.
Yes,
bring y'all the tithes into the storehouse, and I open up the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Now, that part of the scripture, that's the only part of the scripture that people focus on. But here's the second part of that scripture. He said, and I rebuke your devours for my sake. All of your stuff should have, all of my belongings, all of my business equipment should have got repoed. But because I paid my tithes, God promised me. He said, I rebuke your devours. A devour is something that's set out to destroy you. Something that's set out to harm you. And God said, because you pay your tithes, they cannot repossess your stuff. Why? Because I'm going to rebuke your devours for my sake. Let me tell you something.
Right.
God is not going to let someone that's sowing into the kingdom fail. And God said, because you pay your tithe, he said, I'm going to rebuke your devours. I'm going to make sure that whatever set out to harm you won't harm you. See, that's why I say you got to trust your business partner. Let me tell you something, Reverend Jefferson. I had decided not to go to court that day because I didn't have the money, and they had already told me that if I didn't have the money, that they were going to repossess everything. And so I was looking at what I could see, and I didn't see no way out.
Yeah.
And God said to me, get up and finish your faith. Why? Because we don't go by what we see. He said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so let me tell you something. When you pay your tithes, that's why, this is why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's why paying your tithes, God said, I rebuke your devour. Let me tell you something. I call this the protection plan for my business.
Yes, sir.
I don't pay my tithes just for that protection plan, but I pay my tithes that if I need protection, it's there.
Amen.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't pay my life insurance looking to die. But if I do die, my wife's got the money to bury me if I need. So I pay my tithe not because I don't pay my tithe just because I want to look good to God. I'm paying my tithe because it's protection and it helps benefit the kingdom of God and it helps glorify God and it proves to people that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because God said, I rebuke your devour for my sake.
Woo! Amen. Pastor Greer, isn't it also true? Isn't it also true that when we're obedient to the requirement of servanthood, that really quantifies us as disciples?
Absolutely.
When we pay our tithes, when we go to church, when we pray, when we meditate, when we study God's word, when we meditate, we are actually fully quantifying ourselves, and we can use that as a measure of faithful stewardship. And I'm going to say this too, Pastor. You just quoted Proverbs 21:1, where it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it, whether or not he will. When we obey the full commission of God as servants of God, as disciples of God, God then will do what you say. If you say, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. I told y'all this, is he uses scriptures to qualify everything he's writing in this book, Deuteronomy 8:18. He's not just bringing his own personal life. He sees the glorious collaboration between the word of God and his personal life. And then he says, when you tithe, God will pour you out a blessing that your cup will begin to run over. Lord Jesus, that's good news right there, Pastor.
That's great news.
I love it. Amen. Pastor Greer, I know that you have a busy day ahead. I know your schedule is full, but you asked some questions to share in this broadcast. And I would ask you, what is one of your foundation principles that you could share with our listeners as it relates to making money God's way? Now, I know you've already shared a multiplicity of foundational principles, but is there something that's still in your spirit now that you may have not yet spoken on, or maybe something that you'd like to reiterate and highlight on just a little bit more?
One of the things that I want to reiterate is make sure that we include God in our plans. And this is not just for business, even for our personal life. Make sure that we include God in our plans, because when we include God in our plan, God's going to let us know when our plan is in alignment with his plan for us. And here's what I believe more than anything. Our plan most of the time is going to be connected to the gift that God has already put in us. So what is your gift that God has already given you? What is it that you're passionate about? That'll give you an idea of what plan God has for you, because he said your gift should make room for you. Your gift should open up doors for you and place you before great men. What is it that God has already imparted in you so that you know that, hey, this is the plan that God has for me? And I know without a doubt that God has gifted me to speak and teach and coach, because this is the gift that he planted for me. You may not believe this, Reverend Jefferson, all of my brothers and sisters can sing. When I say can sing, they can blow. But
yes,
God didn't give. I used to try to sing. I could hold a tune, but God didn't give.
Yeah.
But God didn't give me the gift of singing. And I found out later on that God said, I don't need you singing. I need you talking and speaking and coaching and teaching.
Okay. That's good.
Let your brothers and sisters have that gift of singing. That's what I gifted them to do.
Okay.
But I've gifted you to teach and speak. And so
yes,
it's important that we make sure that our plan is in alignment with what God has already formed in our mother womb. But he said, before I formed you in your mother womb, I knew you. I know what I wanted you to do. I know what I have gifted you to do. So make sure that your plan is in alignment with God. It will save us so many years. You'd be surprised so many people that have went to school and college for 4 and 5 years going to college for something that they don't like because somebody else was doing it. Make sure that your plan is in alignment with God. So many people that have been in business for 5 or 10 years doing things that they don't even enjoy doing because somebody else was doing it and they were successful doing it. Make sure that your plan is in alignment with what God has given you to do. And that's what I wanted to share with your audience.
Amen. Well, I knew that we were going to be led by Holy Spirit God as we discussed this very, very crucial and important matter when it comes to Christian service and our finances. And so listen, the bottom line is this, Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the biblical word for mammon is what we translate as money. Money is an instrument to do God's will. Money should not be a competition against God's will. That's why we need men of God like Pastor Winston Greer and other financial stewards that can discipline us in the art of finances and monetary value and application for our lives. Pastor Greer, is there any local programs or activities that are going on in the Thompson, Georgia area where you are or surrounding area that you'd like to share with my listeners before you go?
March the 29th, I'll be speaking at a business and ministry conference in Louisville, Kentucky. If you would like to go, they're selling tickets for a business and ministry conference in Louisville, Kentucky. And on April the 15th, I'll be doing a commencement address for Christian College Kingdom Global Ambassadors University on April 15th in Savannah, Georgia. So if you would like to attend, you can look up that information. And I'm going to just let go and let God have his way and share what God has given me to share that will be a blessing to his people.
Amen. I'm looking forward to having you come back, Pastor Griss. So we can continue. I told you I'm not in a rush. If we have to talk about this until 2023 run out, we're going to go over this book and we're going to get it celebrated and we're going to get it out there because chapter 4 talks about being indebted to no one except to one another in love, where you get right down to the financial pitfalls, the evil of title loans. Satan's goal is to keep you in financial bondage. You talk about the financial bondage. The way of getting out of financial bondage is through God. And then you break it real down. You get right down to it where you start talking about some things that we need to talk about. Talk about the evil of capital loans and other typical loans that a lot of us are being seduced into the fringes of it, the things that make it look good, make it sound good, and we still haven't learned some things that look good and sound good that's too good to be true. The old saying is it probably is. So we're going to bring you back, Pastor Grimm. We're going to continue with chapter 4, but where can my listeners get a copy of the book so that when we bring you back, they will already be caught up and read and they can follow right along with us. And also, too, Pastor, after you share where the book can be ordered, please share your contact information so that anyone across the country that is willing to provide you with whatever you need to come to their seminar, to their Bible teaching study, or whatever it is they have set up, how can you be reached, sir?
They can find that book at Barnes & Noble. And they can find it on Amazon. They can also go to the website www.makingmoneygodsway.com. They can find the ebook version and the paperback version. And if they would like to just contact me, they can go to www.winstongreer.com and they can find me there
And for speaking opportunities, we can reach out to me for coaching opportunities, Wealth and Kingdom workshops at your church, whatever it is, conference, event, whatever it is that can glorify God, I want to be a part of it. You can contact me also with my booking agent at area code 706-664-8537. Thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. It's certainly our pleasure, Pastor Greer. Looking forward to having you come back. My prayer is that you continue down that lighted, straight path that God has you on so that you can be blessed to bless others. Be a blessing to your family, to your marriage, to your wife, ministry, and everything that you put your hands on. We pray God will breathe on it and bless it and let you be a living testimony by how God favors you and bless your life. Thank you, sir. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you. Excited to come back again.
Amen. Pastor Greer, y'all, right here on this fire. God's good. Amen. I'm telling y'all, I already knew what it was going to be like. I told Pastor Greer before we started the program, I said, Pastor Greer, Holy Spirit of God is going to step in, and he's going to take us to some places that he and I have not previously discussed, and we have no forethought. He's going to give us right now relevant information and inspiration to share at that moment. So I want y'all to know that we will be bringing Pastor Greer back, and I want you to tune in. I want you to get this archive from Power and Mike from today's date, March the 18th, and share it with a friend. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you think that this wonderful inspirational knowledge needs to go so that we can grow into the people that God has already ordained us for. I think we don't fully realize that there are blessings waiting on us to arrive, but it takes growth, it takes humility, and it takes seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things that God has promised will be added unto us. You think it's in the fire, 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 the gospel experience. I told y'all at the beginning this, you're going to get some of the very best soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed, sanctified gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. And we are here to back all of that up right here, right now, on this fire gospel experience. Y'all going to be blessed if you just follow the will of God, if we just follow the ways of God, and we just let God use us as he sees fit. And stop kicking against the prick, because like Flight 14 is going to tell y'all, we win. But you got to be obedient to the will of God. Hallelujah.
No, I won't back down until I reach the higher ground. We will find
Hello, I'm Kimberly Holiday, also known as Lady Joy, radio host and personality at KAZI 88.7 FM here in Austin, Texas, and you're listening to The Fire, the gospel experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspiration. And we are very excited to also bring you the very best in gospel music. We hope that this radio station will uplift your soul today and bring you more joy. Again, I am Lady Joy, KAZI, 88.7 FM, Austin, Texas.
I'm going to live the way you made me, live the way you made me. I will live the way you made me, and I will not be.
That was a woman of God, Daphne Hilton, on this Fire Gospel Experience, talking about the way you made me, God, is the way that I want to live my life. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, woman of God, Kimberly Holiday, for being such a phenomenal light and joy in the body of Christ as she broadcasts on her own radio program early in the morning. Go to Kimberly Holiday on Facebook and get all of her broadcast information, and I promise you she will uplift your day. And before that, we heard from Flight 14 telling us about how we all win. Amen. What a wonderful blessing it is to be loved by God, to be blessed by God, to know that we are a conqueror. Come on, woman of God, Deanna Dixon. The sisters is all up in the house giving us praise, worship, and an opportunity to just go before the Lord in sincerity and truth and in adoration.
I hear a fresh wind. God is blowing the spirit of revival all over this earth. Can you feel it? Can you?
But keep your faith in God. He won't let you down. Although when you look around, all the pain you see, that's in this old world. Still, you must stay. You must suffer. I'm a
conquerors. And as we follow the plan, the ways, and the will, and the word of God, there is no defeat. No weapon against us shall be able to prosper. That don't mean that those will not confront us, and that we will be challenged, and that we will have to be confronted, and that we will have to contend. But woman of God, Dixon just got through telling you, we are the conquerors. The Bible declares it just like this, and I'm just going to take what the word of God says is true. We are more than conquerors. The Greek word says that we are super conquerors. That means it was a rout. It was what we call in sports
an avalanche in voting. It was just a wipeout. It was a blowout. Wasn't even close. So the struggles that we are actually going through are only there to sharpen our swords in the Word of God, our understanding, our matriculation when it comes to apprehending the Word of God and applying it strategically as warriors of the Most High God in spiritual warfare, knowing the Word of God and how to apply it, when to apply it, how much to apply. And then we will see a lighted path that goes before us, where we are able to either stand firm and hold our ground and not let the enemy pass, or we will move forward against the evil that would oppress us and the world that we live in. We're living in trying times, no disclaim, no disputing, no doubting that none whatsoever. But we are here to stand. As you told, you tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. You are considering for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified instruction and understanding, power and might. Deuteronomy 8 and 17 is where we want to lead you into this spiritual discussion, where the Word of God says, and thou say in thine heart, my power, the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. James Version says that, and the Message Bible says, if you start thinking to yourself, I did all this, and by myself, all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine. Well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that he promised to your ancestors as it is today. Now, many people in and out and around Christianity need to be as completely aware as possible of the transformational process that we as Christians daily undergo. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in this. Workmanship, artistry, skill, technique, expertise, in other words. The irony of all this is that the free will and free mind that God gave us will intuitively resist God in its natural state. It isn't until we were seeded by loving parents, family members, and associated spiritual circles that we were somewhat filtered and sheltered from the more harsher realities that life espouses and exposes. Yet, even that will not have many, as in all of us, to refrain from the drifting of our spiritual upbringing. Remember the prodigal son? You remember. And then for all others in general, it took a dire circumstance, or circumstances of health, wealth, sanity, legal, or some crises that we encountered to bend our will to God or back to God, whichever the case may be. So, when our scripture verse speaks of the Almighty One sharing gospel truth about our human proclivities, he knows that his blessing can become a curse when we falter in our spiritual development, insight, and gratitude. We continue on with the scriptures from Deuteronomy 8, verses 11 through 16, where it says, make sure you don't forget God, your God, by not keeping his commandments, his rules, and regulations that I command you today. Amen. This is Moses speaking on behalf and God speaking through the prophet Moses. Yes, God gave us free will and free mind capabilities and capacities, which is why he, God, gives Holy Word, the Bible, to enhance our mental acumen. God's Holy Word is what accentuates our mental capacity. This process of spiritual transformation is the continuation of having invited the Lord Jesus, who came to hear our heart's door, who came to us and came to our heart's door. When we allow our Lord Jesus into our lives is what lays the framework for power and might to come into our lives, because all power belongs to God. As demonstrated in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, when God spoke these commands of our guidelines to growth to our everlasting humility. Again, Deuteronomy 8:11-16 says, make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in. See your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in. Watch your standard of living going up and up. Make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget God. Talking about your God. Amen. Those right there. We're talking about power and might on this fire gospel experience, and I promise you, I'm not going to take none of it back because it's true. It's true. All power belongs to God. And we give you praise, God. We ring the bell. We give you honor and we give you glory in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Goes right there. I know y'all looking for some word of inspiration, but y'all just hold on because we're going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that right here on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience, because that's what we do, y'all. We give you the very best that we have, and we ask God to just pour out his blessings on it so that we can continue on to be that light in a dark and dying world. That's right. It's dark. It's dying. But we are blessed by God taking this gospel to the streets with who I call the rock M of gospel music in his own right, EHA, the spiritual, is going to take this urban gospel message to the front lines where we are willing to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hood, on the corner, wherever we go. We have no shame to proclaim. Amen.
Hello, everybody. I'm EHA, the spiritual, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up in your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspirations and the very best in gospel music. I pray that the music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
It's all about kingdom building. EHA, that's my man, the spiritual. He's going to let us know about him and being so thankful about how God has just come into his life in his very own unique way. I'm trying to tell y'all, EHA, yes, sir. He got his own up just like that, y'all. He's thankful, and so am I.
Man, I'm so thankful. The Lord has brought me from a sinner to a saint. Washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yeah, yeah, yes indeed. All I gotta do is keep my belief in the chief, and he bringing me peace and relief. Let it be humble down to the ground to become me. While I'm standing here with his dirt big 24/7, keep the angels on protection of what I hurt me. All of my life I've been told it's about how you keeping your mind in control and pray to God because he for sure knows. And if it starts to get out of control, ain't no way to control. Take the burdens of life to the Almighty that hold the remote, the key to your soul. Give an X-code whenever you roll. Hear my day to day till you get old. I got so many stories to tell about the one that be saving me from hell. No going down that black hole. But when I'm here, what I'm facing, destruction bringing it to myself. Do it by myself, destroying my health. And one night I've barely made it. Woke me out of a dark death. Show me that I still have time left. The spirit is my breath. And bet that I'ma read it in. It double triples within, so I gotta win. And he anointed me, appointed me the gospel to hit him up. Convict, rebuke, correct, defend. Whenever given an opportunity, I tell you what, I'm in my testimony so you can make amends. Be sure to be keeping your periphery open, cause then I'll be hoping your reality fall into dreamland.
Oh man, I'm here again. Dear Lord, if you wake me up and let me see another day, I promise I'll let your will be done. I'm sorry for being disobedient.
Cause I was out of line and out of mind and destructive. My path was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come. I'ma say in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My path was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the come.
I'll be thankful for the way that he accumulated. Everybody in my family, you're real accommodating. I'll be thankful for the mercy and the demonstration. The salvation that we can redeem, we be compensated. Still I'm thankful for the sacrifice upon the cross. It's devastating, they came to reservation anticipating. So thank God because my soul ain't lost and I can't keep it down. Gotta
turn up, get it out of your body. You riding, no reason to follow. You gotta win body, follow the suffering servant. Shining off like a shiny, the flame in the fire. Get hot, no need for the naughty. He wants the righteous, you heard me. Tell me who deserve it. You gotta be thankful, the spirit gets a swirling.
and him we be tangled. You know we hold the keys off on his hands to dangle. Put it in his face, load up the ammo to tank full. Yeah, I praise you, cause you were with me when I was walking myself to my death and my grave too. But you remain true. All the time I'm thinking I'm alone to the end of the road and I grazed you. It's a wonderful feeling knowing you were waiting for me. It's all for your glory and I'm better, you deserve it all. I'ma endure and to never stall. The word that be filling them up, if you filling them up, we will never fall. Yes indeed, yes, thankful. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. Yeah.
Cause I was out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the gun. I'ma stay in this life. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the gun. Stay in this light, Jesus' light. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the gun. I'ma stay in this light, Jesus' light. Out of line and out of mind and destructive. My past was incomplete. But thanks to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Saving me from me. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the gun. I'ma stay in this light, Jesus' light. So thankful, I'm thankful. Overcame all that might came me. Near to the one, cause the one is the gun. I'ma stay in this light, Jesus' light.
Taking that gospel message to the street right here on this fire gospel saying times of my man down there in Texas doing his thing with a sincere gospel groove with an urban twist. EHA, the spiritual on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience. We are discussing power and might, and we just want to just lift up God because he is the one with the power, because sometimes we may, in our vain attempts to try to get some sort of recognition for some kind of way, we might get caught up and start acting like we got the power, we got the mic, and it all belongs to God. God is the one that supplies us with any blessings of strength, finances, or successes that we may have. Quoting back from Deuteronomy 8, verses 11 through 16, make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in. See your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in. Watch your standard of living going up and up. Make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget God, your God. This is where a slanted belief that Christianity is for the poor, pathetic, and pitiful people who are the outcasts and black sheep of society who need a God and religion to lean on. When the truth of the matter is that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 bears me witness. Now, the human level of moral goodness will never substantiate, nor be sufficient in the sight of an all miraculous and eternally amazing God. It's nothing short of filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, a woman's used menstrual cloth. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. The word of God says, make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget God, your God. Now, one of the greatest fallacies of our human integrity is that it comes and it goes and blows with whatever direction our emotional, mental state and societal wind holds near and dear to public opinion at that time. We will be forever and eternally grateful to our loving God for overlooking our slight and oversight when it comes to giving him his proper recognition, worship, and praise. Even in our transformative state, we tend to find ourselves in states of selective amnesia.
when our natural state of mind wants to reverence for the accomplishment that truly and exclusively belongs to God and what God has provided. Our God is our God. He who sits high and looks low, low to the very lowest places of human decadence, and can create and recreate a whole new being that we have become. And this is the only possible way with God. Why? Simply put, 2 Chronicles 26 says, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of Jesus? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Amen, amen, and amen goes right there. Thank you, Lord God, for your great, eternal, everlasting, unlimited power and might. If we recognize and we give you praise, give you glory and honor, because it is due your name, and it's the least that we can do. Amen. And just like woman of God, Don Cole, is about to bless us in song, ask her how she made it, and she'll tell you. She'll even sing about it.
He Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
And so your word in Hebrews 4:16 says, therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy, find grace to help us in time of need. We need you, Lord.
We need you, Lord, every minute of every hour, every day of the week, month, and the year, until you come back, Lord Jesus, until we, like my elders used to say, stick our sword in the sands of time and roll over into eternity. Now, the man of God, Mervyn Nail, here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You go here, man of God, Mervyn Nail. Keep giving God his just due praise, and he's going to bless your life just like that right there, right there. I thank my special guest talking about businessman, inspirational speaker, preacher, biblical
pontificator and all of that. Business consultant. He is out there blessing people with the truth of God's word as well as with the very principles that God has allowed into the wisdom seekers, man of God. Pastor Winston Greer, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you so much, man of God. I would just like to leave you all with one final word, final thought. Pray that you plant this seed of wisdom that was shared to me by God. I was one of the ones that asked God for wisdom, like he said in the book of James. If any man lacked wisdom, and I did. And a black father, and I did. Any man lacked mental, and I did. Let him ask of God, and I did. At first, I thought I would bring Christianity into my whole life. However, after years of walking with the Lord, I realized that I now know that I bring my whole life into Christianity. I thought I would bring Christianity into my whole life. Now I know that I bring my whole life into Christianity. Amen. If I do both of those things, I'm covered. You all be blessed, and I pray you be highly favored in your blessings, because God is a blessed God. Here is N.B. Tony. Jasmine Era talking about his love, taking the gospel to the street. Pray y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. I thank you all that have already voted for yours truly in the Praise Factor 2023-16 season. Yours truly, Ron E. Jefferson, has been nominated as Producer of the Year, and this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast has been nominated as Podcast of the Year. So thank you for the nomination. Whoever you were, anonymously submitting yours truly as a nomination for the 2023 Praise Factor Awards. I certainly appreciate that. It gives me honor just to be even nominated. Voting is going on now. You can go to my Facebook page, Ron E. Jefferson, and find that post where it says Praise Factor voting, or you can just go straight to Praise Factor Awards and put your vote in for yours truly. And if it's somebody else, God gets the glory, God gets the praise. There's no competition here in my mindset. If there's somebody out there in that category that you just love and being blessed by more than by me, then so be it. Vote for them. I might vote for myself. Hey, it goes right there. Don't you know? Don't you know? So in the meantime, let me leave you with Man of God, N.B. Tony, and Jasmine the Riot. Here, singing about his love. Until next time, y'all be blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Up and down, side to side, and round is my prayer. Y'all be blessed. Hallelujah. Goes right there.
His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. How can I settle things in this world? He offered me better. Study his word, offer his letter. Find that narrow road to heaven. People starting off brothers, but then they fall out. I got no Roman service, but still I call out on his name, then he gon' answer. More than boys who claim his spirit. Speaking the truth, then they gon' counsel. Yeah, them corner minds for their theory. Denying the power and worth of material. Better sipping with a dirty interior. You don't know him, who really superior. Look at your fruits, they ain't feeds them thistles. You walking in Christ, or walking in sin? You walking in night, or walking in daylight, so you see him. Say you shine your light, but it's dim. You gotta sacrifice your best limb. I am never lacking like them. My father back to back, and that's real. Blessed be the man who put their trust up in the Lord. Believe not every spirit, just listen to their voice. His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. How can I settle things of this world? He offered me better. Study his word, offer his letter. Find that narrow road to heaven.
His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ooh. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. Now I can see the truth through the light. No one can tell me wrong from right. I had to switch it up, desperate to be filled, cause I was empty. Such a greater love, hard to break away, cause it's so tempting. Now my spirit's so uplifted. lifting. Devil loosened up his grip. Gave my sins like they were rented. That's the way that it was written. Jesus put me on a path. Avoid the wrath, I paid the ticket. It's much narrower than the last without the mass and all the wicked. I excuse myself and ask the Lord above for his forgiveness. Couldn't free myself, now the word is handling my business. I'm not a judge, but I take the stand and I'm a witness. Soaked in Jesus' blood, hard to wipe away from all the sickness. Now I'm guided by the Spirit. Ain't nobody interfering. God is calling for his people. I just pray that you can hear him.
His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. No. How can I settle things of this world? He offered me better. Study his word, offer his letter. Find that narrow road to heaven.
His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. Now I can see the truth through the light. No one can tell me wrong from right.
His love is gonna endure forever and ever. Ever since my walk with God, never been better. No. How can I settle things of this world? He offered me better. Study his word, offer his letter. Find that narrow road to heaven.